Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. This is your 5 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Elsa. Winds holding at 70 miles an hour, moving north at 10 miles an hour. We still have that hurricane warning up from Egmont Key over to the Steinhatchee River. Let's start off with the radar. Several things to pick up here. One of them, here's your center. You can follow the center moving that northward position just like this. But notice if this is your center, you still have significant amount of rainfall off to the right-hand side or the east of the storm, not just really close, but look at these rain bands well away from the storm, and that's where you're getting some of this heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and also the potential of tornadoes in these areas. A tornado watch in effect for this area to about 11 p.m. tonight. So you have to watch out not just around that center, but well away from the center for some of these impacts. Now, one thing that I think is interesting to point out, this location right here is buoy 42023, and the center of the storm went right over that buoy. And it was interesting to look at the data when you start really getting ground truth to some of these winds. This is the data from the buoy, and we actually at one time here had a gust over 70 miles an hour, but the sustained wind 67 miles an hour at buoy 42023. And you can just see how this wind really jumps up there to that 67 mile an hour mark. So it is real, and there's quite a bit of winds, and it's moving north, and it's going to continue to impact the coastline, and eventually by tomorrow morning getting right up against the coast for landfall. Let's start looking at the latest forecast. Here we are at 5 p.m., the latest update, and we saw that location on the radar. With time continuing to move north, we do predict some intentional some additional wind, 67 miles an hour. We saw that on the buoy. We're at 70 miles an hour, another 4 miles an hour, and it's a hurricane. So as a result, no differences in the impacts, plus or minus 3 or 4 or 5 miles an hour. We may go from tropical storm to hurricane, but that doesn't change the impacts one single bit. It's a really important point that we have to share. So moving northward, looks like we'll have forecasting it to become a hurricane with time, and then eventually by tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, reaching the coastline of Florida with many of those impacts. But remember that the winds, the rain bands, and really the possibility of tornadoes, just so much of that on the right side of this storm. By Wednesday afternoon, already approaching the border of Georgia, and then with time even in the Carolinas by Thursday afternoon. So it's going to continue to move, not just Florida, but Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, even up to Virginia with time, seeing some of the impacts from this storm. Speaking of those impacts, we've talked about the rainfall. Let's start seeing some of that forecast. Lots of rain. I mean, look around Metro Tampa area back through Fort Myers, 4 to 6 inches of rain. Some of these areas could get 6 to maybe 9, 10 inches of rain. So that could produce flash flooding, urban flooding. Be very careful. Traveling is just dangerous. It's just not good to do that with that type of rainfall, and especially overnight hours where you can't see where water covers the road. So any one of these areas, you can see some flash flooding and just a dangerous situation associated with this. The last part we cover is the storm surge. Some updates here, taking the keys out of that storm surge as this storm has already passed. We have that storm surge warning, Bonita Beach up to the Ocala River. Tampa Bay area could see 3 to 5 feet. High tides tonight, starting at 10 o'clock p.m. through midnight and after midnight, and that's going to make things a little worse. This has been Ken Graham with the National Hurricane Center with the latest update.